Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to now take the next 2 months to consider whether the Constitution requires all states to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Among those in Washington for yesterday's arguments were many from the first state to authorize gay marriage, Massachusetts. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
For John Ward, it was a long journey to the line on the sidewalk in front of the Supreme Court. He'd come from San Francisco, but really the trip began when Ward came to Boston in the 1970s, where he would found Gay and Lesbian Advocates and Defenders, GLAAD. He also hosted a program then called Gay Way on WBUR until the longtime president of Boston University, John Silber, decided to take it off the air.
I was just starting out. I had an office in Park Square, $300 a month, and he was determined to suppress this radio program, which was very successful, and he did.
Ward said he was beyond words when he thought about the long way gay people have come since. In line two was Julie Goodridge, who, with her ex-wife Hillary, gave her name to the decision that recognized gay and lesbian couples' right to marry in Massachusetts. That was 2003. Goodridge says she realized this week that people in each state see the fight as theirs now.
You know, everybody was just so focused on being able to get married themselves that they weren't really thinking about what the history was. Oh, good, here come the protesters. That's always nice. Yeah, worry about Jesus, abortion, sodomy, Islam. Doesn't get any better than that.
When a threat comes like a storm, oh, boy. When calamity comes on like a whirlwind, and distress and anguish come upon you, then they will call on me, but I will not answer.
People carried signs saying homo sex and perverts as the bronze Statue of Freedom looked out over the scaffolding around the dome of the Capitol. Over the fresh green trees, the protesters shouted at the gay people in line, "Jesus does not love you." In response, the people in line sang, "We shall overcome." Goodridge came to Washington, she said, mostly to support Mary Bonato, her attorney in the landmark Massachusetts gay marriage case, and the attorney making the oral arguments yesterday that the Constitution requires states to issue marriage licenses to gay couples, here in an exchange with Chief Justice John Roberts.
Here we have a whole class of people who are denied the equal right to be able to join in this very extensive government institution that provides protection for families.
Well, you say join in the institution. The argument on the other side is that they're seeking to redefine the institution. Every definition that I looked up prior to about a dozen years ago defined marriage as unity between a man and a woman as husband and wife. Obviously, if you succeed, that core definition will no longer be operable.
I hope not, Your Honor.
This was the first Supreme Court appearance by the pioneer in gay rights. For much of her argument, Bonato was peppered with questions about the millennia-old definition of marriage as between a man and a woman. In front of the court afterwards, Bonato said the justices were trying to get her to argue that in this country, marriage is a fundamental right.
It took me a while to figure out what was going on, which is they were testing the fundamental right theory. I'm certain that ancient Greece and Rome did not provide the marker for what our Constitution means. And that's why I kept trying to return the questions to the 14th Amendment's promise of equality, equal dignity, liberty for all of us.
As Bonato made her way through the crowd outside the court, people came up to her and shouted, "Thank you, Mary." For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice in Washington.